Anxiety and fear is high. It certainly was leading up to the elections, and for some, it even is more so after the elections. But the elections aren't the only cause of anxiety and fear. We've been suffering from that for a long time, and grasping at any and every way possible to make it go away. Here on Larimer last night until the wee hours of the morning as I tried to sleep, were thousands of young people, in many ways, self-medicating, smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol in excess, and you can imagine what else. The more drunk we get, the more high we get. When it wears off, we're equally anxious or depressed or nervous, if not worse off. And now we are learning how to not process our feelings and our emotions, just to stuff them down for a time. And so not only are we more anxious and nervous and depressed, but now we're not learning the skills to process our feelings and emotions, to acknowledge them, to talk about them, to work through them, and we're setting ourselves up for disaster. So many people today are on antidepressants and anti-anxiety, and when prescribed responsibly by a psychiatrist or a trained and qualified healthcare professional and followed carefully according to their guidance, this is a good thing for those who are in desperate need to overcome a trauma or situation or mental illness or chemical imbalance. But that's a small percentage of those who abuse the medications or who self-medicate on their own using things that are highly addictive or very destructive at the end of the day. The readings as we get to the end of the year focus on the end of times, and that certainly can make our anxiety worse. The sun will go out, the moon will no longer give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, you will freeze to death and die. The Lord is coming. So you come to Mass and you think, I'm looking for peace and this isn't helping, as we hear these readings. But there's good news. It is good news for those who believe in him and who follow what he teaches. Naturally, if we are living a life of sin, contrary to the commandments, ongoing by our choice, and then on top of that, sin against the Holy Spirit, as Jesus calls it, by refusing to go to confession and acknowledge our sins, then we should be afraid. We should be very afraid. The hope is that maybe that fear will bring you and me to conversion. But for those who believe in the Lord and who trust in him, by following the commandments, going to confession frequently, and communion, the end of times is a time of hope. Come, Lord Jesus. The cry of the believer at these readings is, come, Lord Jesus. Put an end to the injustice, to the illness, to the crimes and evils of our world. Bring your peace and reign. Finally, reign. Let your kingdom come. This is what we pray at every Our Father. Let the world be changed and transformed. Forget about my plans and my future. I want you, Lord, alone to reign in my heart, in our world, and for this to end in a good way by your kingdom finally coming on earth as it is in heaven. The end of times is a time of great hope, hope-filled expectation. That's why these readings lead into the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the liturgical year, where it's all about this quiet waiting for the birth of Christ, the celebration of his birth once again. Right now we celebrate and anticipate his coming in glory and majesty. Next Sunday is the solemnity of Christ the King, and we pray for his kingdom to reign. But even those of us who believe can be caught up in fear, anxiety, and depression about the day-to-day. How do I afford milk and eggs? How do I pay the bills? What's going to happen going forward? What about my friends and family that are undocumented in this country? What will happen to them? There's still a lot of fear and anxiety. Certainly a lot if you watch the news. Nothing can make you go to bed with more anxiety than just watching the news before going to sleep. There was a time in our world when the scriptures were literally coming true for a people in Mexico, the Aztecs. The Spaniards had come, destroyed their temples, their codices, their sacred artifacts, They had forbidden, on penalty of death, the sacrifice of human beings to appease the sun god, which they believed was necessary, grotesquely cutting out the hearts of virgin girls while still alive. Thousands upon thousands killed within a matter of a few days when they dedicated the new temple in Mexico City. And the Spaniards come and forbid it, rightfully so. But they believed that if they stopped sacrificing to the sun god, the sun would go out and the world would end. And to add insult to injury, after they stopped doing this, in the month of December, there was a massive earthquake. Then there was Halley's Comet that passed overhead. Then there was a solar eclipse, and the sun literally went out. The Aztec peoples were so afraid and so certain of the end of the world that some, in their anxiety, even committed suicide. In this context, as millions upon millions of Aztecs were dying by the European diseases brought in by the Spaniards, unintentionally, of course, there was a real sense of doom and gloom. There was real reason to be anxious, not something in their head. All that their codices prophesied would happen if they stopped sacrificing to the sun god was literally happening, one thing after another. They had good reason to be anxious and afraid. And in that context, Our Lady of Guadalupe appears. As 9 million Catholics leave the Catholic Church during the Protestant Reformation in Europe during this time, this image of Our Lady of Guadalupe appears, along with her message to Juan Diego and to the whole world, beginning in Mexico. And I want to focus briefly on her words in her fourth apparition on December 12th, what she said to Juan Diego, who was fearful of the obsidian knife which the Aztec priest would use to cut open the chests of living little girls, fearful of the diseases, the horrific European diseases that was wiping out. 1 in 4 Aztecs were dying from these diseases. You knew someone who had died from this in that time, if you lived. Fearful of the reprisals of the first general audience, the government of Mexico City, New Spain, which were corrupt, grabbing Native Americans and selling them into slavery or enslaving them themselves, even though it was forbidden and against the law, according to the Spanish crown. Losing their land, their family, their future, Halley's Comet, the solar eclipse. And in the context of this fear and death and concern, Our Lady appears to this simple Native American man. And she tells him, "Hear me and understand well, my little son, that nothing should frighten or grieve you. Let not your heart be disturbed. Do not fear that sickness, nor any other sickness or anguish or sharp thing. Am I not here, who is your mother? Are you not under my protection? Am I not your health? Are you not happily within my fold? What else do you wish? Do not grieve nor be disturbed by anything." These words of Mary spoke to the heart of what the people were suffering, and she became their consolation and their hope. As a result of just a few very brief messages, and more significantly, the miraculous image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, over 11 million Native Americans became Catholic. As the church in Europe seemed to be being divided in half, the new world was flourishing like it had never been considered, anticipated, or ever been accomplished by any missionary in the history of the church anywhere else in the world. No one converted more souls in the history of our church to this day than Our Lady of Guadalupe. And it all began by her acknowledging and recognizing the fear and anxiety of the people and speaking directly to that, and offering them something besides alcohol, marijuana, and drugs. "Come to me. Lay down your fears and your worries at my feet. I will protect you." Briefly, the image you see before you, to my left, your right, is Mary with the sun behind her. The Aztecs wrote in imagery and images. They didn't have words or letters. And in this image, the Aztecs saw it and knew immediately that Mary was greater than the sun god. because she covers it. And they knew that even though she was greater than the sun god, she herself was not God because her face was not covered. The gods covered their faces. Hers was visible. Furthermore, they knew that she was praying to the real God, not because her hands are together, as the Spaniards would recognize the sign of prayer, but because her left knee is bent. For Native Americans, to pray is to dance. To dance is to pray. They worship God with their whole body. She's dancing. She's praying. And then they knew that she was pregnant because of the sash high above her belly, as was the tradition of the Aztec culture when a woman was pregnant. And then on her belly is the symbol of a flower that the Aztecs believed to be a sign of divinity. The jasmine flower on her belly told them she is pregnant with God. And her hair parted down the middle, combed down on both sides, in the Aztec culture meant she was a virgin. Looking at the image, in an instant they knew, this is the Virgin Mother of God, who is greater than the sun god, and who has come to save us. They didn't need to jump off a cliff. They didn't need to consume drugs and alcohol to escape their problems. All they needed to do was to come to her, to hear her invitation and respond by saying yes. We continue to do that today for those who believe, racked with anxiety, depression, fear, or not, by simply approaching through her, her Son and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sacrament of confession. When I confess my sins, I have nothing to fear. If Christ were to come or I were to die in that moment, I know heaven is mine because of his mercy. When we approach her, she points us to Jesus. And so through the confessional, we go to communion. And we know that God and I are one. And nothing can separate us who are in Christ Jesus, or within whom Christ Jesus is in us. And so, as we hear these readings of the end of times, as the elections have passed and concerns and fears of many bombard our minds and thoughts, the choice is yours and mine. Which God will you serve? Alcohol, marijuana, pleasures, distractions, money, wealth, power? Or do you choose to be a Christian and go to Our Lady of Guadalupe, who leads you to Christ, that through the confession and communion, we can cry out in the face of all things fearful and anxious, and with a joyful heart, come, Lord Jesus, come. Do not delay.